I'll just start out. I'm pleased. I've had two great days. Got a lot of work done these last 2 days. Guys have really, really shown up. They're hungry, ready to go, and a lot of energy, a lot of excitement out there. We've thrown a lot at them. This is the second day. We've mixed in and worked some different situations. Got into introducing some third down. So that's been good from that standpoint. We'll continue to work on our install, but the guys have had a lot of energy. It's been good. Hopefully tomorrow we'll get a chance to get out on the practice field and get outside instead of being inside.
Chad, you use tight ends. You utilize them greatly. Jordan Kendrick, is he ready to be that A guy?
Well, he's not ready right now. We're working through that with him. He's learning the offense. Obviously, this offense has featured tight ends, and tight ends have always been a big part of it. And he has a skill set that fits, and he's had a good couple days. It's a learning process right now, and he has to keep progressing, but we feel good about him and where he's at right now.
I don't know if I asked you yesterday, but to be honest, I can't even remember. Trent, how do you envision using Trent this year?
Well, Trent will be, our primary runner. We'll use him on first, second down. The thing that Trent has some unique skills, and he can actually, catch the ball well and run routes well out of the backfield. That's one thing on the last few days that we've been able to see. So he's a guy that we can play on three downs, and obviously we just have to keep him fresh and be able to keep him fresh.
Well, I guess my the real question is, what is it about Norv's offense and your offense that makes the running back what they've been? I mean, he had LT, I think, when you were over there in San Diego, and he had Emmitt Smith, and those had some pretty good backs there.
Well, one thing's the flexibility that, we're going to use those guys and put those guys in position, run the type of runs and the schemes and the routes that they can do, and feature them to get the ball in their hands.
Chad, because you have so little time with these guys, do you throw more at them in day two than you do day one, or do you try to build on what was good yesterday and maybe add a little bit to it today? How does the second day differ?
We are pretty aggressive with the install schedule. I mean, we like to give them a lot, so day two was just as much as day one. The previous 2 weeks we had worked on those first two installs in the classroom, so they've seen it a little bit for the last couple weeks, and then actually get out on the field and work a day one install yesterday and then a day two install today, and then tomorrow we'll use a combination of the two installs.
What do you think of the numbers that your offense put up 6 years ago? But now that Norv's with you, how similar will it look to 2007? Is that a dumb question?
I think it's a good question. We've evolved. And that's one thing as a coach, you hope that you learn and you grow. Defenses are always working to try to catch up to you. So you have to try to stay ahead and work ahead. And one of the biggest things is tailoring the system to your players. I mean, everybody has a million plays, but trying to fit what your guys do best and put them in the best position to win is the key. And right now we're building that foundation and building the base of what we want to be, not just as an offense, but as a team, defensively and special teams.
Hey, Chad, one other thing about tight ends. Did you have any conversations with Colin Winslow about him coming back here?
Not specifically with him coming back here, but I've kept in touch with Kellen over time and obviously have known him and been close with him
right.
for a long time.
Because he mentioned, I think, that you said, hey, why don't you, maybe try to come back here. And I just wondered if that was accurate.
No.
What challenges do you face switching defenses?
I'm sorry?
What challenges do you face changing the defense?
Well, just learning a new system, number one, different personnel, guys have been in some different spots. But at the end of the day, if they're good players, they're playing the same techniques and whether it's a five technique, a three technique, a two technique, a one technique, it's all the same. And so the biggest thing is the terminology and the guys learning the terminology and being able to get and be in the right places. And that's the thing. And the energy's been great, like I said. The effort's been outstanding. It's building that foundation of the knowledge of the defense that we're doing right now.
Are you a pace guy, Chad, as far as getting in and getting everything done? I mean, you want to see these guys moving in and out of
it. The tempo is a huge part of what, in terms of we're trying to relay to these guys of how we want to practice. And so that tempo has been fast. You have to balance that a little bit with a lot of the new things, and sometimes guys not lining up exactly right. And right now we're at the stage where, you want to slow that down and do it. But we want that tempo to be increasing as we go.
How much confidence
does it give you knowing Joe Hayden's anchoring your secondary?
It's good, and Joe's been great. You know, I think he's really shown that, you know, he's hungry and learn and willing to learn, you know, he's been really good in the meeting rooms and then out here, and you know, carrying it from the meeting room to the practice field. You know, he's been around long enough that I think he knows what it takes in this league, and you know, he's committed to being a great player.